Humility, Part 5, Where's Royal? Royal fell from his throne like a 20-pound rock. "Well, would you look at that," laughed the salesman. "It's as if he were listening to our conversation." He said goodbye to the farmer. But the farmer didn't think it so funny. He loved Roy Boy just as he loved his chickens. Horse came into the barn after settling the hens and quickly assessed the situation. The farmer bent down to examine the unconscious rooster. "I hope he's still alive," he muttered. Before he could scoop him up, Horse gently nudged Royal with his nose. He immediately sensed there was still life in him, something that humans aren't quite so skilled at. Just like before, he breathed out a long, warm breath that settled over the rooster's limp body like a cloud. The farmer watched, amazed, impressed with the kindness Horse exhibited toward his fellow barnyard member. Royal's eyes began to twitch, then his body trembled slightly. He was dreaming. He had flown to the top of a chicken coop, tall as a water tower, where he stood with his head held high. He looked out for miles over his kingdom, filled with thousands of obedient hens of all colors and sizes. They were swaying back and forth and chanting, "Royal, Royal, Royal." "Look what I have created," he was saying to no one but himself. "I have become the most important rooster in all the kingdom. I will live in splendor and ease forever." But before he could finish the last word, a giant gust of wind blew him off the tower. He screamed as he realized he was plunging to his death. It was at that moment Royal hit the barn floor. He couldn't breathe. His beak lay in the dirt. Suddenly, he felt a warm cushion of air surround his body. He relaxed enough to open one eye. The large head of Horse and the concerned face of the farmer staring at him caused him to jerk. Immediately, he wailed out a cry of pain. A mangled leg became exposed. "Poor fellow," the farmer lamented. Royal was gone. It had been 3 days, and he was nowhere in sight. The hens chattered excitedly. "I wonder what happened." "I don't care what happened. I hope he never comes back." "I keep thinking he's going to appear around a corner and attack. Will I ever get over that fear?" As the week passed, the hens began to settle comfortably into their previous laying habits. Egg production picked up a bit. Each morning, the farmer collected another egg or two. He was delighted, of course, and praised the hens for a job well done. One morning, as Horse was being hitched to a wagon for some farm work, a van pulled up the driveway. "That must be the vet!" The farmer ran to greet him. Horse stood a short distance away, and the van door opened. "I did the best I could to repair the leg," said the vet. "It was broken in 3 places. He'll be in this splint for about 3 weeks, and if all goes well, he should be back to his good old self after that." "Thank you so much, Doc," said the farmer, as the doctor handed over Royal. "You know," remarked the vet, "I've treated a lot of hens and roosters in my day, but this one is special. Something different about him. Such a gentle fellow. I'll miss the big guy," he sighed. The farmer took Royal into his house. He made a large cage for him in the kitchen and fed him the finest grain. "You're staying with me for a while, Roy Boy, and then I'll need to keep a close eye on what my hens do when they see you." Daily, the farmer was collecting 29 big, beautiful eggs, and one the size of a walnut. "I'm a disgrace," thought Henrietta. "A useless failure." Royal finally recovered. It was time to reintroduce him to the chicken yard. "Well, today's the big day, Roy Boy," said the farmer. "It's time to face the flock. Let's hope for the best. I sure don't want to lose any of you, but if need be..." He pushed aside the thought of a trip to the butcher. Royal shuddered, but he was determined to stay alive.